extremely unhealthy because it pushes water against your cecum. And at the point where, I wish I had a blackboard, I'll tell you what we do and explain it now. But when we come back again, I'm going to make sure that the family of Usha have a blackboard here, I will show you. When this is your ascending colon, where? This is your ascending colon right here. This is your transverse colon. This is your descending colon. Things goes across very easy and down very easy. But to climb up, to crawl up is very difficult. Now I'm going to push water up here, down, across, down. Now there's no way out here. So aren't you having to impact things down here with that water of 15 pounds per square inch pressure? Not only that, the obstruction is not in the colon. It's in the small intestines because the valve, the cecum valve, only pushes things out. It doesn't admit things in because that would be anatoxemia. So as this valve clogs, so the small intestines, and there goes your stomach. So when you get your colonics, yeah, you see some feces out of it, but the obstruction is in the small intestines. And since this valve does not allow any water to go in, how are you going to clean the small intestine now? Where the putrefaction really sits. And not only that, when you take water and put it in a machine and then push that up someone's colon, isn't there life forms in this water already? And they will see it inside of you? Because if you had taken this water through your mouth and it had the life form, which it does, it would die in the mucous membrane or in the hydrochloric acid in the stomach. But now you bypass that because some German invented colonics. And some black person told us that because the Germans did it,